I looked at her little body and misshapen and just drifting away there on that bed, and I thought, I wonder if she remembers the time. But I won quite a reputation in that ball business.
Let me just ask you a couple of things, just to drive. Do you want me to get your chair?
No, I'm not. I'm done with it. Now, get here at 12.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm paying a big toll bill here.
I guess I'll charge
that, because this is ticking off every minute on that long distance dial.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is too bad you can't, there's not some way you could get them.
If he don't come the next minute, I'm going to hang it up, and then he can call me back, and that'll be
uh-huh.
I don't mind paying a decent amount. But to know he's paying a dollar just to stand here and hold his telephone and can't be pestered from what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's...
I told that man enough anyway. Let's sit there and go to our business.
Okay.
He'll come back to you, will you?
Yeah, okay, we'll just take a...
I've run this up now to a dollar, I guess, or more. And when you're... old and living on a retirement, you don't have a lot of money.
Certainly. Well, they'll call as soon as we sit down. I wanted to ask you just about a few different kinds of animals first. What kind of animals did you have on the farm?
I just have cows and...
Now, you mentioned the hog. What do you call a baby one?
Pig.
And then when it gets a little bigger...
Shoat.
And then a female that's unbred.
Sow.
All right. Now, that would be one that's bred, wouldn't it?
You just call a female hog a sow from the beginning.
Okay.
A sow pig, you get a sow pig or a sow hog.
All right. And what do you call the male?
Boar.
All right. Now, do you remember when they didn't lie, they didn't use that term in the presence of women?
No.
When they... would avoid saying that, and like the male, the cow is the female, and the
bull.
Male, pardon?
A bull.
Yeah.
B-U-L-L.
Would they use that term in the presence of women all the time?
That's all I ever heard used in that.
All right. And the
my daddy was like that, a friend of his that wanted to be so polite and nice and not say bull before women.
Uh-huh.
He'd say a little steer.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing about that there.
Yeah. And then a boar that a male hog that has been made so it can't reproduce.
Oh, I know that just as well. Castrating.
Yeah. Now, do they call what do they call that animal after that they've been done to?
After that, just a hog. Is all I ever heard. Just a hog.
Okay. And then the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Oh, when it's been weaned?
Yeah.
I believe weaning the cat. Weaning.
Yeah, but the noise the calf makes when she just...
balls.
All right, and the sound a cow makes it...
moo.
All right, and the sound a horse makes.
Nay. N-E-I-G-H.
Okay, and then a little thing that you used to put a chicken in when you...
C-O-O-P, coop.
Okay, and did you always pronounce it that way?
No, coop.
Yeah, that's more natural pronunciation to you.
It's really pronounced coop, C-double-O, with a long double O. It's a long vowel there. But in this community, localism, it's a coop. Like C-U-P, almost like C-U-P cup.
And then a bone that children pull on.
Pulley bone.
Now, what kinds of superstitions or kind of games did you used to play with that?
Pull them, and the one that got the shorter one would get married first.
I see. Did anybody ever put these up over doors?
Oh, yes, and the first one to come in would be your... If a girl put up there, the person come in and be the boy she's going to marry. If a boy put up, the first girl come in is the one he's going to marry.
Did you ever hear that called a boy bone?
No, not here. They just call it put a bone here.
Okay. And how did you call the cow? How would you call the cows?
Sook. All right. Sook cow.
And what would you say to the cow at midnight?
I just holler. I just